Hurricane Matthew is about to hit Florida very hard and then move up the eastern seaboard. It's not going to hit North Carolina nearly as hard, at least according to the current track, but we are still expecting a significant hit in the eastern part of the state, and that has emergency crews and emergency management coordinators getting ready and encouraging all individuals in North Carolina to get ready as well. We're joined now on the phone by Kirby Saunders, Emergency Management Coordinator for Orange County. And Kirby, thanks for joining us. What is Orange County doing to get ready for whatever it is we're expecting to receive from Hurricane Matthew?
Absolutely, Aaron. Thanks for having me. So we've been a little quick summary here about Orange County activities. We've been in a posture, position of readiness for at least the last 48 hours or so. Most of that work has entailed readying resources initially for our own impact here in Orange County, checking on our critical services and critical infrastructure like generators and fuel pumps and stations, as well as communicating with our key community partners, our healthcare institutions, schools, and obviously first responder agencies, our police, law enforcement, fire, and EMS resources. And it's pretty typical. That's what we do on most storms is ready and start opening the channels of communication. Our mission now has really shifted, although we haven't quite let our guard down. This is an untrackable storm, really. We have a track, but that has changed numerous times over the last three to four or five days. So we're keeping a close eye and still monitoring for any impacts that could impact, that could happen or occur in or around Orange County. Although that is still unlikely right now, we want to keep that guard up and maintain awareness. But the majority of our work the last 12 hours or so has been really shifted towards supporting others in need, other communities in North Carolina and outside of North Carolina. So we're really more in a position of starting to coordinate the resources and support in those communities that may be more directly impacted, particularly around Brunswick County, that area of the shore of North Carolina.
So best guess, and I know it's an untrackable storm, as you said, we've got a guess as to what it's going to do, but that obviously could change. But best guess right now, what are we going to get in terms of weather in Orange County? How much rain and how much in terms of wind?
Yeah, that's really hard to call because it's all dependent on the storm track. If it shifts just a little bit more west or a little bit more north than what is predicted, that we could have drastically different changes. But as of right now, we're looking at really Friday through Saturday, we could expect 1 to 3 inches of rain west of US 1, 3 to 6 inches of rain east of US 1. So most of the higher amounts of precipitation and wind and rain will be to the south and east of Orange County. Again, that is really dependent upon the storm track and the final location. And unfortunately, we won't know that, have a really strong handle on that until as we approach, late tomorrow afternoon or Saturday, that we really have true, good confidence in this model and how far north it may come. So we're still prepared. It looks like we will be spared the brunt of tropical storm force winds and the 8 to 10 inches or more of rain that is forecasted in other areas of our state. Around here, I would expect what we're being told right now, the current track, about 1 to 3 inches. It could be gusty at times, 40 miles per hour winds, which is also a concern coupled with the wet ground that we've had some rain the last couple of days or weeks. And we may have some rain tomorrow that's unaffected or uninvolved with the Hurricane Matthew. It's just a storm sitting off the coast of North Carolina that may put isolated showers down. So coupled with a little bit more gusty winds, some existing wet conditions and more rain, it is possible that we could experience downed trees and isolated power outages, and that's kind of our focus to keep on in our mindset too, to be prepared for locally. Although we're going to looks to be right now to avoid the brunt of a true hurricane force activity, it's not something that we should turn our back on and forget about right now.
So speaking with Kirby Saunders, Orange County Emergency Management Coordinator, and Kirby, you said that there was an extent to which Orange County is getting ready to offer support to other communities. Is that other communities in North Carolina, or is there a chance that you might be sending people down or sending resources down to places like Florida as well?
Right now, all these resources are really mobilizing into stage and location. So we've already deployed some resources. The Chapel Hill Fire Department, as an example, has deployed 3 personnel to assist with a swift water team. The state's task force, or Urban Search and Rescue Task Force, is a swift water team. Chapel Hill Fire Department is a part of that task force, and they've deployed deployed personnel. We have deployed some incident management team personnel to assist with coordinating those resources and mobilization from within the state. And most of those are going to the eastern branch of what we call emergency management over towards the shore. So New Bern area, we send in some message boards, which are LED message boards like you see on the highway down to Brunswick County. Currently, as we speak, those resources are mobilizing and moving that direction. We've got a number of resources that are within Orange County that are at a standby status as well. Additional swift water teams, animal services folks that are on standby should they be needed on towards the coast. We've got ambulance drivers and additional shelter staff that may be called to either go local, on the eastern shore, North Carolina, or not quite all the way to the shore. As those people may need evacuations, they may come west, and shelters may be set up more centrally located in the state that we would be in a position to help support. So a lot of resources right now are really at a standby status, just waiting for the final track and some of the impacts. And we've got a few resources that are already mobilized and deploying to be in position to support those in need more quickly.
And finally, before we let you go, that's what Orange County emergency crews and local emergency officials are doing to get ready. What should ordinary citizens do to get ready and be prepared? People who are listening to this broadcast as we're getting ready to deal with whatever it is, again, that comes with the storm, what should people do in advance to be prepared?
Yeah, I think the most important thing to remember right now is just to stay informed. Keep a close eye on the track of the storm. The storm currently forecast is due to turn east around Charleston. That's not too far away from the North Carolina border, 80 miles or so. So that's not a lot of buffer room. This could certainly change course again or come a little bit further north than as originally forecasted. So it's important to remain aware, keep an eye on that. And it's also a good reminder of being personally prepared. It may not be Hurricane Matthew right now that it could happen. Something else could happen in the next hour or two or the following days next week. So we always use the motto, again, of get a kit, make a plan, and stay informed. So a three-day supply of food and water is essential not only for this impact but any other type of emergency, having a plan to communicate, and also a way to stay informed. So there's a variety of ways that you can stay informed. The easiest is to monitor local weather, local media, the radio stations, to stay informed of current conditions. The other thing that we start to talk about now is how do we help others? And so we've mentioned about how we're positioning ourselves critical resources to support others, and that always becomes something that everybody wants to do after an event. And there are definitely going to be people from the storm in Florida up and down the East Coast that have great need. And so we always want to encourage people to be mindful of that unfortunately these type of situations also bring out some of the worst scams and activities in our community. So we want to be mindful of that. And we have a couple of tips and suggestions on that. There's really three ways that people can help others who may be impacted if we're not so impacted. And those are donating funds. Cash is always the best option because that we can get the funds to purchase what is needed quicker than we can send things. But the encouragement there is to make sure you're donating to a charitable organization that is has a strong presence and is recognized in the work that they do. So there's a list of organizations, charitable organizations that do disaster relief work, and that's listed on the National Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster website, and that's NVOAD.org, and there's a good list there about charitable organizations, reputable organizations you can donate funds to. And there's also opportunities to donate goods. So some of those organizations will specifically ask, we need water, or we need coloring books, or we need towels or blankets. And so those lists are usually there at that site, which is a national network of organized organizations that provide disaster relief. And they also sometimes will ask for volunteers. So there's multiple ways that we can help others. We just want people, our listeners, to be smart about it. And use reputable organizations that are well recognized for the work that they do, and that way we ensure that the help gets to those in need as quickly as possible and as efficiently as possible.
And then one more time, the website that people can go to for information about Orange County Emergency Management?
Yeah, so our website is readyorange.org. We also have a Facebook page and Twitter page. Our Facebook handle is Orange County Emergency Services-NC, and our Twitter is OCNC Emergency. All right. We post frequent updates there about current local situations as well as tips and things to, as we approach the recovery from the storm, how we can help others in need.
Well, I know this is the time when you kick into high gear, so thank you so much for everything that you're doing and everyone on staff at Orange County Emergency Services and all of the emergency officials and crews around Orange County that are kicking into high gear to make sure we all get through this safely. Kirby Saunders, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.